Let the chaos reign.
Now, this is Let It Reign article reactions, episode 1. Enjoy.
Let's get the music party started.
I'll tell you one time, two time, three times, you're gonna stay mine. Tell you one time, two time, three time, yeah. The definition of bliss, me and you together upon this blue planet. 7 billion other people and it just vanish every time we kiss, cause nothing else matters. Let me tell you now, you're the answer to my question, every why, what, when, how. You're the rhythm to my section, every boom, 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 pow. Every boom, 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 pow. You're the rhythm to my section, every boom, 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 boom. From I to we, team invested, put it on repeat, special requested, cause nothing else matters. And round we go, loving through a deeper time dimension. Baby, you're my mirror, my reflection, every rhythm to my section, every boom, 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 pow. Baby, you know.
Y'all, we know what smoke this, we know love on our chat, y'all. From y'all for link, we a think about for catch, y'all. Name to a grind, always a snatch, y'all. Man, I'm not pretending we not have to get no, y'all. And that natural, no, we not us, y'all. Keep it a real bad man, only walk, y'all. Nuff, y'all a freak, and we love for duck, y'all. Touch and leg on, no, we not go suck, y'all.
Yeah, oh man, we end up by a bona bit of boy. Oh man, we
out. a pet, y'all. Now fi I to get, y'all. Just to over skill, we all a gamble and a bet, y'all. From boy we take, y'all. Position set, y'all. Half on the computer, internet, y'all. Want a lot the city, y'all. Do me have a pretty, y'all. Me no wanna eat that. Me want a witty, y'all. No sicky sicky, y'all. No licky licky, y'all. Give me a hot, y'all. Yeah.
Oh man, we ain't die for ya.
We no lab on a chat, y'all. From y'all fi link, we a think about for cat, y'all. Name to a grind, cause we always a snatch, y'all. Man a no pretender, we no act fi get at, y'all. Cause that natural, no fuss and dip, y'all. Keep it real, bad man only walk, y'all. No y'all a freak and we love for duck, y'all. Touch on Lego, no, we no go stuck, y'all. Yeah!
Oh man, we ain't die for ya.
Position set, y'all. Half on the computer, internet, y'all. Want a lot the city, y'all. Do me have a pretty, y'all. Me no wanna eat that. Me want a witty, y'all. No sicky sicky, y'all. No licky licky, y'all. Give me a hot, y'all. Yeah.
Oh man, we ain't die for ya. Bona vista, boy. Oh man, we ain't fly. Anytime we want a work. Oh man, we ain't die for ya.
The views expressed on Talk Real Solutions, hosted by Tyrone Thompson at TalkRealSolutions.com, are the views of Tyrone Thompson and do not reflect the views of TalkRealSolutions.com, YouTube, or etc. The content here belongs to Talk Real Solutions and its many contributors. Views and opinions expressed by all contributors belong to them and not TalkRealSolutions.com or Tyrone Thompson, the host, or etc. All data and information provided on the site is for informational purposes only. Talk Real Solutions makes no representations as to accuracy, completeness, correctness, suitability, or validity of any information on this site and will not be liable for any errors, omissions, or delays in this information or any losses, injuries, or damages arising from its display or use. All information is provided on an as-is basis.
In a world where there's crime, corruption, violence, murder, rape, theft, and all forms of atrocity that plague the world in which we live in today, what you're witnessing, we're living in a state of chaos, and it'll take a more extreme chaos to restore the order in which the world we live in today. Good evening, people, black people. Today, it's going to be a very unique show, possibly. We'll see how it happens, or how it goes. But before I go into this night's show, I'd like everybody to go to TalkRealSolutions.com, where you see the three-point plan for black empowerment, black achievement. And under the three-point plan, you'll see a list of black-owned banks located here in the United States. I think there's roughly under 30 banks still present, maybe less. Nonetheless, the website reveals all the information that you will need to know where to find them. So look into the Talk Real Solutions website to find information on that. Also, like always, we advocate for any person that's trying to, I guess, move beyond paycheck to paycheck. It's always good to start a black-owned business. Now, I know this is a little challenge for most modern men and women today in the 21st century, but it's really not hard if you think about it. So, like always, try something different. You know, take a risk. Create a black owned business. It could be anything, something small. Something that you're passionate or you just feel like you want to, you know, provide a service. The world is yours. So start one today, if you can. Also, you can follow Talk Real Solutions on Facebook, titled Talk Real Solutions. On the Facebook page, you join the like group of Facebook of Talk Real Solutions, and you'll get invited to the private chat room, the DM chat room of Talk Real Solutions on Facebook. And I'll tell you what, right now, it is very funny when you check DMs on the Facebook side of TRS. So like the page, and you'll get invited to the chat room. Also, Talk Real Solutions on YouTube as well. Type in Talk Real Solutions on YouTube. Still, you know, channel still trying to blow, well, actually not blow up, but try to grow like any other channel, you know. So if you want to subscribe to the TRS channel on YouTube, do so. Make sure you hit the top bell for notifications for uploads and live streams on Talk Real Solutions. Also, you can find the Chaos Reign channel as well. I'm visible now, so type in Chaos Reign if you want to know the spelling of that. The spelling for Chaos Reign, for those, is capital C-H-A-O-S, Reign, R-E-I-G-N. You'll find me on Facebook. I'm sorry, on YouTube. I have roughly almost 400 videos, I think. Let me check how many videos I got. Because I don't really keep up how many videos I have on my channel. And the reason why I don't, because when you put out so much content, you just don't keep up of how many videos you put on there. Let me see if it pops up. Yeah, right now I'm almost at 400 videos. I have 398 videos. So I got a lot of material, content. So, you know, check me on YouTube as well. And one of the last broadcasts that was posted on there was tax-free wealth. Or is there tax-free wealth? Please check it out. Very stimulating, very intriguing. So let me check something. Let me see if it pops up in the algorithm, because usually what, when you do shows like that, it does not really show up on the algorithm for some reason. I don't know why, but it is what it is. You know what I'm saying? And let me see if I type it in, what pops up. You see a lot of search engines, and a lot of them are in the thousands. And these are the new ones, and I do see myself pop up on it. So that's a good thing. That's a great thing. But it doesn't get much hit-ups in the algorithm. Because when we talk about taxes, a lot of people are very weary and try to stay away from taxes. And don't want to learn how to reduce their taxes. So it's there. What else? I'm just looking here. Let me go back. So that's one of the last broadcasts I've done. And I think that's pretty much it. Oh, also follow me on Twitter at ChaosRain7. And you can now add me on Facebook as well. I go by the name Eric Reign on Facebook. So those are the links. I have a Discord. Which, you know, matter of fact, since I do got a Discord, let me put my Discord link. And right now I'm just growing the Discord. And one thing I find interesting with Discord is very useful tool. I think most people don't use Discord, in my opinion, enough to really grow a following or just to grow audience. I use it. Yeah. I got right now very few members right now on my Discord. So I'm trying to grow that. And I'm probably going to drop that in here. You know, for those that want to subscribe to Discord. All right. So that's pretty much all the news I'm looking through. So I guess I could begin. No title right now. But one thing I do want to do is look at a few little articles here and there. I think one article that caught my attention was deal with the Supreme Court when they blocked Biden's COVID vaccine requirements for business. And I'm probably going to go through this. And I'm just looking for it first. And they got Snoop Dogg's age wrong for some reason. I don't know why people don't update their information. I mean, it's careless, but anyway. Okay, so let's look at this. Oh, and make sure you like the video, guys. The Washington and the Supreme Court on Thursday blocked Biden's administration rule requiring large business to ensure that workers receive the COVID vaccine or wear masks and get tested on a weekly basis. But the court said a separate mandate required vaccination for an estimated 20 million healthcare workers can be enforced, which makes sense. The workplace rule announced last fall by the Occupational Safety and Health Administration required companies with 100 or more employees to ensure that their workers either get vaccinated or wear masks and show negative COVID test results at least once a week. The rule would have covered nearly 80 million American workers, and the OSHA estimates it would save over 6,500 lives and prevent 250,000 hospitalizations in the next 6 months. Really, that's a lot because people are still getting hospitalized with and without the jab. And there's writing articles talk about that, but they're not really talking about that. Right now, the country had over 200 million people vaccinated, and we're still getting sick. And we're getting it, and now they said it mutates. But that's another story. We're not going into that. Let's keep going. Although Congress has undisputedly given OSHA the power to regulate occupational dangers, it has not given the agency the power to regulate public health more broadly. The court's conservative majority said requiring the vaccine of 84 million Americans selected simply because they work for employee with more than 100 employees certainly falls in the later categories. Let's continue reading. In their dissent, the three liberal justices on the court said OSHA was well within the authority and experts to impose the mandate, unlike the court, which they said was lacking any knowledge of how to safeguard workplace and insulate from responsibility for any damage and cost. In the face of all still raging pandemic, this court tells the agency charged with protecting workers' safety that it may not be so in all workplace needed. The liberal justice wrote, as disease and deaths continue to mount, this court tells the agency that it cannot respond in the most effective way possible. Without legal basis, the court surplus a decision that rightfully belongs to others. It undercuts the capacity of the responsible federal officials acting well within the scope of their authorities to protect American workers from grave danger. In a statement released later Thursday, President Biden celebrates the verdict in the healthcare workers case as one of the would save lives, but said he was disappointed that the broader workplace mandate was struck down. I'm disappointed that the Supreme Court has chose to block common sense life-saving requirements for employees at large business that were grounded squarely in both science and the law. He said calling on individual business to institute their own vaccination requirements
We have to keep workers together if we want to save lives. Keep people working and put this pandemic behind us, he added. Well, you're not putting nothing behind you because people are still getting sick and they're getting the extra Omaha, unfortunately. And now they said that one of the companies, I think it's Pfizer, they come up with an Omaha one. So it tells you, you're damaging your immune system over time. But you will not know the effects of it until 10 years down the line. And trust me, people, we will get past this. I give this pandemic another year, at best. I was going to give it till the next election in 2024, but I think this will be pretty much ended before that it gets to that. The Biden administration workplace rule announced in November was immediately challenged by a group of business and Republican states that said the governments lacked the power to issue such a sweeping mandate. Lower court initiated blocks the requirement, but a later ruling allowed it to go into effect. In lifting the early state and three judges panels, the U.S. Court Appeal for the Sixth Circuit called the OSHA rule an important step in certain and transmission of the deadly virus that was killed over 800K people, which is very small, because we have a population of 330 million Americans. And before I continue, wait a finish. Let me finish reading. 800,000 people in the United States brought our health care system to its knees and cost hundreds of thousands of workers their jobs. And not only cost their jobs, but, you know, most people still get sick and the hospital's still rampant. Now, I heard people say when they get this, it's supposed to relieve it the less effects of it. But you still got it. And the minute you get it, your body normally, like anything, goes through its process. Now, outside America, people, if you ought to remember, you don't have no rights when this was first issue and this pandemic start spread globally back in 2020. Most other countries were strict and had strict rules and even go as far as they put even stricter mandates where most people could not function without getting the thing. So you better be blessed and kiss America's ass that you still live in a country that still has some rights. Outside America, there's no rights. From what I'm hearing now. And here's the funny thing about this. Before this ruling was laid out, do you know which places that can't get the jab, either by their choice? People in higher office. People that's in council, city hall, or any of those governmental jobs, real government jobs, that they the ones that's the small places, or alleged that people that are in bigger places, like federal workers and all stuff, they don't have to get the jab. But regular people do. Isn't that funny? And usually they said, usually independent, everybody should be in their right, should be getting it, or should have the choice. But in those upper echelons, they don't have to, even certain people in councils and all that stuff, mayors and all that stuff, they don't have to get it. So I will tell people many times, you very much evaluate this. That don't seem like something's right. It's not fair, but something not right, because usually everybody should be protected, that's my check. And that's why I think the Supreme Court looked at this, examined this, and they said, nah, this is very unethical and out of the human rights. So I give the federal courts and the Supreme Court some credit. Let's keep going. The National Federation for Independent Business called the appeal court ruling a gut punch to American small business who are struggling to stay in business as they come out of the pandemic. Karen Herrens, executive director of the group of Small Business Legal Center, called the Supreme Court ruling a welcome relief to business struggling to keep afloat during the pandemic. She expressed optimism that with the OSHA rule now halted, the lower courts will proceed to find regulations illegal. As I'm talking, I'm just going through looking at some things. All right. I'm not sure if my guest is here going to be here. If you're here, please press *61. Let me know you're present. All right.
Let's look down. A small business tries to recover after almost 2 years of significant business disruptions. The last thing they need is a mandate that would cause more business challenges, Harn said. So really, I did not know this is hurting small business. Most of these corporations that have more than 100 employees could do it. And they probably will or they won't, depending on certain jobs you work at. But for a small business, this will hurt them. And not meaning that the mandate will hurt small. It's actually saving small business, because when you put mandates, now you have to follow this or you get fined. Imagine that? And usually small business don't got the capital to be deal with fines. But let's keep going. Healthcare workers mandate. The Supreme Court on Thursday said a separate regulation that requires vaccination for healthcare workers who treat Medicare and Medicaid patients could be enforced. Two federal appeals courts had blocked enforcement in 24 states, but the requirement went into effect in the remaining 26. State opposed to the requirement said the federal law gave the government the authority to impose general health and safety rules for facilities like hospitals, but did not confirm the power to require vaccines. The agency that administrates Medicare and Medicaid has never before required vaccination, they say. For conservative justice, Clarence Thomas, Neil deGrasse, Samuel Alito, and Amy Coney Barrett disagreed with the majority of said that they would have struck down the mandate for health care workers. The two justices who opposed the broad work mandate but support the health care workers requirement were Brett Kavanaugh and the Chief Justice John Roberts. And that's it. Wow. Well, I guess y'all guys, you know, a lot of some people that are American that did not want to go through that and get that, you know, thing. You're good now. I would say most people should have the right still. I don't care what if the world's crashing tomorrow, but that's just me. But like I said, life moves on. I'm going now looking at these other articles. And there's more articles, surprising. That's pretty much it for this article. And if this article was never covered, I cover it now. Now, as I'm looking through and find some other nice articles throughout the net, my thing that people don't understand that America, it can be a blessing and a curse. And the reason why I say this is because you have some form of rights. We know outside America, if you live in Canada or the islands or hell, even some parts of Europe, it's a totally different ball game in regards to your rights to your body and your choice. And it makes me think, Sid, that most Americans are either happy or mad about everybody should be following the system. They're entitled to their opinion, but here's the problem. You should still have the right. Because you don't want to live in no actual totalitarian government or country. I hear too many stories and negative stories of countries that run like that, like an iron fist. And trust me, it's not good. It's not good. And, you know, I only can go by what I've heard and maybe read certain books that display and deal with detail about it. But really, when people think that the government should have more control of everything, you are very much not abreast to history. Hell, most Europeans, with the help of black people, fought and bled and built this country. Mostly black men, especially built this country, but really, truly, most of your liberties and rights were still given and was, you know, brought to you by men. And when men start weary from their responsibilities, you're going to have chaos and disorder.
So always think good about what you're saying, because your wishes will be granted, and you're not going to like the results. So let me see if I can find one more article. Anybody wants to raise a hand, come up and chop it up with whatever's on your mind. The call number for the show is 717-908-1834. Access code is 917-324-POUND. Yeah. And let me see if I can hit Tyrone to change it. Let me see if he changed the title. I kind of like the title that's being presented now. Oh, he did. Okay. Good. Let me see if I can find another thing. I'm just going for the internet, guys. Super. Push founder. I'm just looking at this, guys, before I even go into this. Yeah, I'm going to have to click on this. Let me go back. I don't see how a woman, a white woman, named their daughters a state and a weather. It's kind of weird, but oh well. Let me go back. Let's go back and let's find this one. Oh, what's this? Sorry, guys. I'm trying to go back. Okay. This one looks like my pin. Ow. I know most of you are going to probably do content on YouTube on this, but I'll cover this now. It says here, Kanye West throws party for Chicago after crashing Kim Kardashian's bash. Before the bash. And it says here, Chicago West's fourth birthday was a dramatic one, to say the least. After dad, Kanye West, accused mom, Kim Kardashian, of not inviting him to the bash she threw for their toddler, he crashed it and later threw it his own. He was always having his own party for Chicago. He had it at 4 p.m. at the office downtown in Los Angeles that is planned. So it's so frustrating he crashed Kim party and created this narrative that he wasn't invited. A source close to the former couple told Page Six. Multiple sources told us that Kardashian, 41, was shocked when Yeezy, claimed he wasn't allowed to know where her party was in a dramatic video post on social media. Seemingly searched for answers while on the route to the party. I'm just putting the online because I need y'all support. He said, at the time I called Kim texting the nannies. I got on the phone with Tristan Thompson. He said he asked Khloe Kardashian, will nobody give me the address to my daughter's birthday party right now? And that's going to imprint in her mind that I was there for her. Okay. And according to the source, it was news to Kim when Yeezy went live alleging he didn't have the info and that he wasn't even allowed to go. Now, my thing before I continue reading this is, and is this the audio video of it?
In a play like that with me.
Okay, I don't know what that is. My thing is this. I'm not sure these people, these two, are divorce official, but it lets you know that you as a man, right, a black man or whoever, you're dealing with the modern Western woman today. And the modern Western woman does not see you as a necessity, but a possible nuisance. No matter if you have money or not. And it's shown evident with the issue with Kanye's going with his divorced wife. You think out of all things, you settle your problems aside and you look more in interest to be co-parent well with your children.
And I do not see this between these two. I think the mother's giving him just as much hell as if you were in a relationship with a sister. Ironically, but, you know, like I said, don't think that you as a man going to escape this modern woman, fellas. It's modern for a reason. Well, let's keep going. All right, let's look. I'm just putting this online because I need y'all's support. He said at the time I called Kim, text the nannies, I got on the phone with Tristan Thompson. And I think I read it already. Yeah. And it says here, he said he asked Chloe, won't nobody give me the address to my daughter's birthday party right now? And I'm going to imprint in her mind that I wasn't there for her. According to a source, it was news to Kim when Yeezy went live, alleged he didn't have the info and that he wasn't even allowed to go. Now, see, that's some wickedness where, you know, you put and using your daughter, that wicked bitch, against your husband. I don't know what to say. Let's keep going. She has never gotten in the way of allowing him to see his kids and make even efforts to give him full access to them. The source said Kim has made every effort to invite and include Kanye for every event outside of the ones he didn't attend. The source added he didn't show up for North and Sandy's birthday. She made sure the kids gave him a gift for Father's Day, his birthday, and Christmas. Well, I'm looking at it right now. It don't seem like he's there now with the picture. So I don't know what the hell this is. Yeezy eventually ended up at Kardashian party and later thanked Travis Scott and Kyle Jenner for getting him in. Our sources didn't know if that was in fact the case, but they maintained Yeezy's plan was always to have his own party for Chicago. Kim at 12 p.m. and Kanye at 4 p.m., we told. Well, I don't think nothing's wrong with that because, listen, you're divorced now. Y'all do things together now. Y'all do things in, I guess, in a fashion, co-parent, if this is what this is. So, that always was the plan that he would have been at that time. And he took the kids from the moon party to his another family source told us. Yeezy was instilled that Kardashian security alleged prevent him from entering her home with the kids because of boyfriend Petey Davidson visiting the home. Source told us that Kardashian has not introduced Davidson, 28, to their children, but that they didn't stop the rapper from releasing a new song where he threatened to beat Petey Davis' ass. Even though he threatened Petey in a song, My Life Was Never Easy, and attack him in the media with lies that only hurts their kids and families. She once again took the high road and allowed him to be with the kids. And on Saturday, which she does every single time, regardless how he treats her, the first source said. And there's more. And there's more of this. Other insiders are perplexed by Yeezy's public plea to celebrities that a kid's birthday when Kanye didn't show up to Chicago's birthday last year, nor did he show up to Psalms last year. A family insider told us he also didn't send a Christmas gift or show up on Christmas Day, they added. I don't know, man. It's strange. The first source told us Yeezy is upset with Kim because she is creating boundaries and wants more privacy. It has nothing to do with co-parenting or the kids, but his feelings with not being able to control her any longer, they said. Reps for Wes and Kardashian did not commit, but we predict the drama won't end, and with him crashing Chicago's birthday, the rapper expects bombshell sit down with the Hollywood Unlocked CEO Jason Lee, where he splits on new gal pal Julius Fox, Kardashian and their kids airs Monday. One second, guys. All right, and that's the end of that little article. My take on all this, these two adults need to grow up. I don't care what issue you have with your husband. You make amends. You co-parent effectively. Well, I don't care if you make feel like he's not being what you want him to be. You pick them. That's how I look at it. And I'm not sure if Kanye is a bad or terrible person. He has gone through enough as a man as this. And the only thing at the end of the day that he should be still involved with his kids, no matter what circumstance he face. Now, obviously, with Kim, because of her history, and we know a lot of sisters don't like Kim Kardashian because, you know, she is stealing their swag, their, you know, the body sculpting, you know, the injections on some. I get it, and I don't really give a crap. But at the end of the day, you know, she is a woman nonetheless that she is that type of European that is going to take liking to mostly non-white men. And most dudes, they're going to still love the floor that Kim walks on because a lot of dudes, let's be honest, she is the representation of so-called femininity and beauty. Now, for Kanye, will he ever get over this and move on with life? My answer to y'all is yes, he will and he must. And he's going to. Because, like any man, and he's a man nonetheless that is a productive and providable man, and God like that, that life must move on. You can't be sweating and getting cold feet over a woman that does not want being in your life no more. If she wants to go move on, send her walking papers and keep pushing. There are more better women, and there's a lot more women out there than her, than you, my dude. And I think a lot of men like Kim don't get it, and he's eventually going to get it because most men, after a while, they go for the little short phase, and they eventually have to move on. I think with a lot of alleged female consequences that using this Kanye West and Kim thing in regards because he's a high-value man that look at he's all simping for this so-called white woman, they must understand that you will never get a chance to get a man like that or anybody of any better value. It is what it is. And like I said, most women want to be in the shoes of a man that got that much money to provide the lifestyle that they want. Because let's be honest, most women are consumers. They want the man, but they're not willing to put in the work to get certain set men that has those things. Money especially is the thing that most black people like and need, and you know, a lot of sisters want a lot of that, and they want your money regardless. But anyway, I'm going to open the lines. I see some people raising their hands up. Call up in line. Who's this? Hello?
What's going on, Gary? How you doing?
What's good? JNYC. What's good?
All right.
Good.
Thank you for keeping the lights on.
Yeah, well, lights was good. I'm not going to be on tonight. But, you know, nonetheless, keeping this short.
What happened to your guest, Gary?
Let me check my message.
You got snowed in?
I have no idea. But anyway, it's not either here or there. What's on your mind, JNYC? I'm not going to get caught.
So, up. I mean, I'll mention on the last story or the last. Or go back. And let's go back to what you were saying about the shots.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah,
about
people still getting sick, right?
Yeah, that's what's going on right now. And usually they get boosters now, but some are going through it regardless. They're getting sick. I mean, I only could speak of my family side that possibly might have, you know, still got it. But I'm not going to go into that. But go on.
No, I know people personally got the shot and they still caught COVID. I think, though, that's just, you know, with I guess maybe it's because of the internet or multiple cable channels with news, you know, and you know, people, putting different opinions, messages, and information or misinformation, all that has gave people confusion, you know. And we have one thing for sure that I remember, and I don't know if people have paid attention to this, but they said that COVID, right, from the very beginning, it's a new thing that they're working with, but it's not new. It's almost like, well, I guess the variants and stuff like that. So this has been a learning experience for everybody. And I think us as regular civilians, it's been even more shocking. But because we don't know, you know, we're not dealing in a medical field or scientists. So for those people, you know, like in the cut, all these people, I think that there's a lot of confusion. Again, is one thing was that they had made it clear that they were experimenting with these vaccines. It was in the very beginning, they said that, you know, most of the people that they were going to take, they're going to need volunteers. And even, you know, I know they love burning Dr. Fauci, but Dr. Fauci was the one that told you. He said, listen, this is experimental. We really don't know what's going to be the end result of this. But they know through the studies that they have done that, you know, that for the most part, it shouldn't be something that's, you know, deadly, right? But we really don't know what's going to happen. Now, fast forward. That was told in the very beginning. And as time, you know, progressed, you know, they said, we're going to get better. We're going to learn more as we're going. Mm-hmm. And they said that as well. Now, moving on right now as we're speaking, they also said that these vaccines wasn't going to protect you 100%. What it's going to do is it's going
to... It's supposed to lessen the lessen of the blow of the so-called coronavirus, but
right.
You got go ahead.
No. So you they made it clear that it's not gonna. Most people might not get sick as much when they go to the hospital. Some people might not get as sick. Some people might not get sick, you know, or catch it again, but they said that it's not 100%. This is just a lesson. And then there's people that keep, and this is even in my personal life, where people keep questioning, yeah, but why take the vaccine if it doesn't? And they said they made it clear. It's to lessen the thing. It doesn't make it 100%, but it lessens the chance from you getting it. Or if you get it, because it's not saying that you're not going to get it, but if you do get it, it lessens the sickness. It lessens you having to go to the hospital, you know, because you obviously don't get as sick or, you know, it's dire. So I think that that's important that people get that clear, maybe have to go back to the archives and listen to what these people said, you know. So don't be shocked that people have got sick over it or die. Some people die. They said that there's gonna be death. You know, unfortunately, we don't have the miracle drug or the miracle magic thing that you just, you know, you're exempt from all this shit, you know. The people that are working on these things are actual humans too, you know. This is not no super natural god out of the world type of, you know, technology and brain thing where just somebody magically has the answer to all the problems and, you know, we back to normal, you know. So this is a process. I know is difficult for a lot of people, so I get it. Again, the frustration, the anger, the misinformation, the misguiding, people also regurgitating and re-saying things that they don't know nothing about. I get that, you know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, I think clarity, you know, is important. And there is clarity on certain situations. You just got to listen and maybe do, you know, some more research, real research, you know, or search. Not even research, search. But moving forward to Kanye West. You know, Kanye West, I think he's a very talented guy. I think that, you know, he has, you know, he's, I think, a combination with, you know, I don't know if it's him losing his mother. I know it's definitely a big impact on him, but I don't know if it's a combination of that with him also dealing in this music industry, and not about the weird shit that happens in the music industry. I think more of about keeping a persona, you know, of keeping a status is more the pressure than anything. You know, in competition, competing, trying to be number one, trying to be the it factor, trying to be always in, you know, in a conversation or somebody's conversation, you know, on the film, you know, music playing on the radio at all times. So I think it's been a lot of pressure from that brother, you know, where it's been a multiple things. Doesn't excuse him for some of the stupid shit that he does, but it actually answers or you know, if you question, like, why he's acting like that. I think that, and again, I'm not a doctor, I just see that certain things that, you know, he's been probably affected by these things. And again, not the crazy, weird, Hollywood-ish music industry stuff that everybody talks about or thinks that, you know, all these conspiracies, which possibly is happening, but I think more than anything is more of about keeping a status, keeping this reputation. And, you know, that has made him act out in many ways, you know, and then the pressure with him having a baby with this woman that has a reputation herself, you know, whether it be her being one of the most famous women on TV for doing nothing, you know, and then also being a woman that a lot of people lust for, regardless whether you might think she's a white this or she's a freak or she has, injections. Let me tell you something. A lot of men would want to sleep with Kim Kardashian. Maybe they wouldn't want to wife her. Mm-hmm. And there's dudes that That's would true. Be willing to take her right now and make her their wife. There's people out there like that. And then again, you have people that would just sleep with her for a night and just take that for what it is. And then there's some people that say, I wouldn't even touch that woman. I'm not interested in her. You know, she done been through this, or, you know, they don't find her attractive, you know, for whatever reason. So you have different categories there. But I would say this. I think the pressure also with her being, again, high status person, but also her reputation. All the guys that she dated is public information. And let's not act like, you know, like, you know, every woman in the world has only slept with one man. Like, there's women out there that you probably married to and everything. They probably slept with more than one man, and that's the past. You know what I'm saying? But this is the thing. With her is public, right? And then with her is high status, you know, people that's in the public eye, people that you know, were in entertainment in some way or somehow, or in sports and things like that. So I think that's and then the world knows this. So I think that also is very, you know, it could mess with your mind. So I think that he, you know, is intaking all that, plus him being feeling that he's been not respected or not given the opportunity in fashion and certain things where he feels that he should be in a different status. Now, that could be debatable, but I'm just saying that, you know, the brother's, you know, behavior and how he's acting, I've seen that video that he's just bugging out. You know, and that's not even for the internet. I would say, like, why are you going on the line for the internet? The people ain't going to save you. Like, I mean, they might put do a petition and go online and, yeah, you know, let her, you know, Kanye West see the daughter. Maybe they do something. I don't know. You know, but my point is that that's going to boil down to him dealing with her and her family on a one-on-one or person-to-person. The public is not going to save Kanye West from his situation or save Kim Kardashian. It's really more on him. So, you know, I wish the best for the brother. He might have millions and people say he's spoiled and this and that, but, you know, mental, health is important. And when you know, whether you rich or poor, you know, people start acting erratic. And I just wish that he gets the help that he needs and things work out for him for the best for his family. You know what I'm saying? Whether it be his daughter, whatever, daughters, whatever. I hope it works out to his favor, you know, and he gets the help that he needs, you know, because when you have that money, you got a lot of yes men. They ain't going to, you know, they're like, oh, well, he's okay. He's able to make music money, so. But, yeah, that's all, man. So, at least, like I said, thank you for keeping the lights on. At the very least, you know, you brought some type of content on there, and, yeah, we're able to talk about it. Keep it going, Gary.
All right, thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Jay, for calling. All right. So now let me check if anybody else has raised their hand. Let's look. Nope. No one else raised their hand. And I think that's only one more. That was the only article besides the one I read earlier that I'm going to cover. I don't know anything else out here besides, you know, scanning through the internet. And to be blunt honest, I'm very disgusted. And the reason why, because, you know, we have things like this out here, and it's all gossip, but let's be honest, this is some gossip that does weary or wearies and needs attention. Oh, and this show looks like it's shown on Bob Saget's funeral, which probably happened like either yesterday or the day before that. And I'm just scrolling up to see if anything else on here. Let me type in Kylie Jennings. Let me see. Hold on. Damon Thompson. Was she married before? Oh, snap. Oh. Yeah, she was married before. Okay. A man that's like 10 years older than her. Interesting. Interesting. St. West. Hey, Kim had more kids? How many kids Kim have?
Two. Don't they got two?
Okay. Yes, two. So who are these other kids? No. It said here,
probably
Psalm West, St. West. It must be from another relationship. Must be Kanye's some kid or something. Yeah, she only has two.
Nah,
right.
I think that's probably family kids.
Yeah, it has to be. And mind you, the other kids she had, Chicago was a surrogate. You know? The
right.
Only person that she had natural was North. You get me?
Right.
The other kids I'm seeing here, these are surrogates. Unfortunately. So let me see if I can find other people on Wikipedia. Yeah.
I guess Ray J is the one that walked out clean with a clean slate, right? You know, minus the video.
One thing with Ray J is golly.
Oh.
Kylie. I was going for some. Well, Ray J, I'm gonna be honest with you. Ray J actually is, you know, he had his fun with Kim, and he kept it going. You know, so he kept moving.
Yeah, he kept it moving. He made her famous, actually,
in
a roundabout way.
Yeah. So it looked like Kylie's having another baby, because she has a baby bump. So yeah. So the only child she
Kanye,
has so far.
He's chilling. He ain't losing no sleep because he's out there. That brother's out there. He's chilling right now.
Yeah. He's good, man. He's good. He's good. You know what I'm saying? I'm just going to say. Oh, you know what thing? I was going to look into the attrition. My biggest thing, I'm just going to leave that alone. I can find articles on that.
Who?
But
what's
my
that?
Thing, Tristan Thompson. I was going to maybe look about this dude, but I can see why the women be talking about him because. You know, he's messing with a Kardashian, you know? And they said a man can't stop having kids outside the little relationship. I don't think they're married. Are they, Chloe? I think Chloe's married to Trisha. Let me type
I don't know. Who is the guy she's with?
I'm Tristan Thompson. Well, let me type in Chloe.
Who, the rock guy you talking about?
No, he's a basketball player.
Oh, I don't know. You know how they be moving.
All right, I'm looking
like the
now.
The way they switch cars, man. They got boyfriends.
No.
Like they switch
oh,
cars.
No. She's not married to Tristan. Because here, the spouse, it still says on here on the Google that her spouse is Lamar Odom. So I don't see no marriage to children by True Thompson. Okay, born. Spouse, Lamar Odom. Siblings, Courtney. Yeah. That's it. I don't see no anything else on her. Yeah. Oh, well.
Well, let me see that. For sure, producing children.
Yeah. He's not married to Tristan. What the hell is this? What in the fuck, bro? You see this? So I don't know why people up here talking about these people's relationship. This dude's not gonna marry her, man, bro. So obviously it makes sense why he has more children outside this little relationship he has with Chloe. Then I married.
Right.
So what's the beef? What's the argument? I think when I hear people that do these content talking about these celebrities, I mean, I'm looking and say, are these two married? No. So obviously he's going to be a free agent in a way. He's going to fuck around and have other children outside this little relationship he has with Chloe. And Chloe is going to accept it because she don't have no other options. And I mean that bluntly because she has a kid by Tristan. So obviously she's not really thinking of getting married again. You get me? Same with Kim. Once she's divorced, she's not looking to get married again, bro. That's the honest truth. She's going to just be spending...
Unless he got way more money than she does. Because trust me, the moms will tell him, listen, marry him.
No.
What
Chloe does that's more than Tristan? Tristan is a basketball player. He's making millions.
Right.
Unless this chick is making almost $250 million, then I would understand. But still, that don't make no sense because now you can't complain about keeping or worry about what this man does with his fucking penis if you're not married. I don't give a fuck. Because think about it. Let's keep real. Cause we met. We talking on the phone. If the woman makes more than the man, you think in the best interest that she divorced him, that she's going to get money out of the person that makes less than her? Does that work?
Nope.
So, and mind you, we know people that got married that does make more than their husbands. Correct?
Right.
Out there. So I'm thinking women still file for divorce, bro. So I'm not sure what is the issue if she decide to divorce him and she make more. She's going to give him his little cut and keep pushing. It's not no big deal.
Well,
men do it all day, every day. If a man makes more than the wife and he has to chuck up and give her a little alimony, depending if she qualifies it. If she's staying it for longer than 10 years, she qualifies it. You get me?
Right.
And you keep pushing. So I'm not sure what's the big issue about what this man doing with Chloe. She's not getting nobody no better. If she would have, she would have ended this relationship and went on her merry way. But she didn't. Because this is what she only qualifies. She married one basketball player. They divorced. And now she's dealing with another basketball player. And
did she get some money from him?
You know, I gotta look into that. Maybe she got something, but not much. Well, I think, to be honest with you, let me tell you something. Lamar is not dumb. You get me? And I know he did. He gave prenup.
Was he married before?
No, this is Lamar's first marriage.
Oh.
He didn't marry the first baby mom he had, was Spanish back in New York. Yeah. But they know Lamar is a cokehead, coke fiend. You get me?
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Like that white.
Yeah, man. So, you know, it makes sense. One thing like the great said best, the entertainer said best. I don't know if it was, forgot what his name is. The guy that used to help Michael Jackson back in the 80s. What's his name?
Who's that?
You know what I'm talking about, right? The producer that helped Michael's music and stuff. Shit.
Who? Not Quincy.
Yeah, Quincy. Him. Quincy said it best. Yeah, I think it was him that made the statement a long time ago. Said, or it might be another older gentleman during the time that probably.
Yeah, but Quincy Jones, probably, most likely. Or Barry, because they can't. Well, Barry Gordy?
No, Quincy. But it might be Quincy, right. But let me say this. A man said the best. There's a few things that white men will not like you dealing with. His money, his drugs, and his women.
Mm.
The drugs, white, his woman, what? White?
Mm.
So, yeah. So, it makes sense. But like I said, Chloe, you know, was married and divorced by Lamar, and there probably was a prenup because no one really talked about that. But now with this
right,
little Tristan,
right.
with Tristan, you know, saying Tristan, either he's smart or not. I mean, marriage at this point, it doesn't really suit him. I think the man's going to still be flinging dick on different women because he has no dick discipline. He's stupid, like most players, like Brittany Renner said. He said most of these athletes are dumb. They'll stick their finger and shoot every club at every woman and say, you know, you're going to go broke. Because most of y'all guys not really knowing how money works, and you're going to just go and shoot the club at any woman. And these women are not going to want you. They're just going to say they want a little stupid child support check. And, oh, another thing. Now I just remembered. I have to talk about this. The tobacco sauce with Drake.
Tabasco sauce.
Let me type in good old Drake. And this is probably it. I'm only going to push 90 minutes of this. Drake.
What, that's some, what, the owner or something?
No, Drake. Drake.
Oh, Drake.
Yeah. Let's see. Where is Drake's latest news on Drake? Accused Drake putting hot sauce inside a condom. This is the one. Oh, yes. This is the one. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. The Daily Molly News. Instagram model accused Drake of putting the hot sauce inside it. Condom. And it seemingly responds, you can't have 15 minutes of fame as I go in. And let me see if there's a video of the chick. No, this looks like she's too fat. Anyway, an Instagram model is accused of Drake of getting a little too spicy during a recent, and I mean recent, romantic encounter, which alleged took place at the rapper's hotel a few weeks ago. The model claims that the self-proclaimed certified lover boy, born Aubrey Drake Graham, added a pack of nice, and I mean nice, hot sauce into a used condom in order to kill his sperm after the two had sex. After he disposed of the condom, she took it out of the trash and attempted to impregnate herself inside of the bathroom, not realizing what it contains. Now, before I continue reading, you there, Jay? Oh, he's gone. Let me make sure. Yeah, Jay's gone. I'll be called back. Call back, brother. Let's continue reading, guys. The woman reveals the accusation to the Too Much Hot Tea blog, saying that after she screamed due to the burning sensation, champagne popping, or Champagne Poppy, as he knows on Instagram, ran into the bathroom and allegedly admit to pouring hot sauce in the condom. And there's a picture of Drake right here. Spicy Poppy, the model, claimed that after the rapper 35 disposed of the condom, she took it out of the trash and attempts to impregnate herself, not realizing what it contains, which I'm reading again, I don't know why. And it said, Drake took to Instagram and seemingly addressed the rumors as he posts two broady pictures of himself. You can have your 15 minutes of fame. I'll take the other 23 hours and 45 minutes. He captions the post. His friends and followers were quick to joke about the situation with one simple writing sauce and another adding, what do you call Chachi poop Papa? Say that's how you pronounce it. Or Kula Poopa. He referenced to a brand on hot sauce or a brand of hot sauce. Going down. And they weren't letting the jokes die down. After the God Plan singer posts another series of photos on Friday, actress Brittany Ellen took to his comment writing, what made you use hot sauce, along with a laughing emoji? While another one asked, what kind of hot sauce was it, fam? He says, it's understandable why Drake might be somewhat cautious after the birth of his son, Eidos, 4, took him by surprise, which it did. Eidos. The rapper shares his baby boy with French painter and former adult star Sophie Brosco, I think Brosco, 32, and his song March 14 from 2018 Scorpion album. He confirms that his son was conceived after just one encounter. She not my lover like Billie Jean, but the kid is mine. Sadie used to tell me all it takes is one time, and all it took was one time. He raps refers to his mom, Sadie Graham. Okay. And we're going down. He also added, the two had only met a total of two times. Shit, we only met two times. Two times I used to challenge my parents on every album. Now I'm embarrassed to tell them I end up a co-parent. I always promise the family unit I want to be different because I've been through it. Sophie gave birth to Ados in 2017 and relocated to Canada near the rapper so that the two can peacefully co-parent. Okay. And that's the end of the article. Yeah. And well, the kid looks pretty white. Well, you know, Drake is part white, so. When people knew that he had a, you know, create a bastard baby, you know, with a white woman, what do you expect, you know? But it is what it is. No, I've heard some of these dudes that got money, they should get married before they do all that because it gets confused, but, well, I know. But anyway, the moral of that story to most ladies is this. Stop being a cum buster. You have, and you're better, sweetie. I know most of these dudes, you'll get a nice little fling in the bed for one night stand for some good or bad sex. But don't turn this sex to something that you want to be a single mother for the next 18 or 20 years and hope that you're going to get a nice a couple $1,000 child support check a month and you think you're good. No, that tells me you want to spend and be like the Kardashians. You want to be living up like the housewives of Atlanta, the housewives of New York, the housewives of L.A., or all those other weirdos that, you know, be on TV and you know, exuding their so-called false feminine and masculine ways on camera. So you don't want to be like that, sweetie. So my advice, work your job. Go to school. Do it right. Don't sit there and use your pussy as a vacuum just to hopefully get into beds to athletes and entertainers. It doesn't end out well. And a lot of men are going to look at you as some whore at the end of it. And they say, you know, you're nothing more than a company. Pumping up, and you don't want to be like that, you know. So be respectful, you know. To find that you will sit there, take the condom out, take the cum or the sperm out the cum and inject it in your pussy, is telling. And a lot of people say, how you can do that? Simple. Most women usually use the turkey baster, but depending on your hole, all you do is take the condom, the minute how lengthy it is, you shove it back in there, and you just sit there and just take your finger, you just. I can imagine now how this bitch was screaming. She was like, she was screaming bloody murder. I said, what you done to my pussy? What you murdered me? And Drake said, what we done? Why are you going to dump stick and come? You hurt me. Look what you ruined me. And Drake said, oh my God. And the back of his head, he laughed and said, this dumb bitch. That's why, you know, she's out there about to probably sue him. And she might get some money. Not much. Because the judge's going to look at her and look at him and say, wait, why are you trying to get yourself pregnant? That's the first thing the judge's going to look at you. See, women don't understand that you're going to be trying to sue for losses. But when you go to court, and you will be going to court, and you tell your story, or your side of the story, if the judge hears that you sit there taking a condom out the garbage and try to inject yourself with sperm, they're going to look at you as needy, greedy, and going to be the one that's caused the most problem, another problem in the communities. We have another one. We got another one that's going to add to so-called 7% of out-of-wedlock births. And that's not a good look. So, moral story. Ladies, you know, be wise with your pussy. And, you know, keep it, be very selective. And stop using your coochie as a, you know, wallet. And that's all. That's all I'm going to say. I'm done. If you're new to the channel or you're new to Chaos Reign, please hit that like button. Hit that red button. Hit that top notification for all uploads here on the Chaos Reign channel. Also, follow me on Twitter at Chaos Reign 7. And wait, let me make sure if I did I put Discord. Yeah, I had to put Discord link. Wait, I'm not playing no audio, bro. Nothing's gonna fix nothing, ABC. And if you were bold, you would have called in. But like I said, follow me on Twitter at ChaosRant7. Also, you know, follow me, add me as friend on Facebook, Eric Reign on Facebook, and, you know, I have Discord. Discord is in the About section or on the page on my Chaos Reign channel, so find my page and look on the side and click onto Discord and join Discord. And that's pretty much it. That's all I got to say, people. Thank you for listening to today's broadcast. Be on the lookout for the next broadcast. I'm going to have some lined up, hopefully, and it's going to be very more interesting. But other than that, thank you again. Till next time, take care, and good night.